Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And welcome to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, we'll take your phone calls. You can call into The Savage Nation by dialing 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Visit the website, news, headlines, and more, michaelsavage.com. Hey, your chance to pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Animal, with a beautiful picture of little Teddy and Dr. Savage. Pre-order it right now at michaelsavage.com. Also, follow Dr. Michael Savage on Facebook and on Twitter at Savage Nation, at Savage Nation on Twitter. Well, we have big news on this Wednesday. Now, as you know, next Tuesday, coming up on Tuesday, the New York primary. But big news developing just this afternoon. Headline: Donald Trump meets with Megyn Kelly at Trump Tower. Now, keep in mind, coming up in May, Megyn Kelly of Fox News, who has been relentless attacking Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Brutal. The night in Chicago, the protest in Chicago, have you ever seen such slanted reporting blaming Trump for everything that went on in Chicago? Well, she has, Megyn Kelly of Fox News Channel, has her first primetime special coming up next month during sweeps on Fox, not on Fox News Channel, on Fox, home of American Idol. She's trying to get big time guests the way kind of like Barbara Walters would. So earlier today, it's been reported Megyn Kelly, incognito, seen sneaking into Trump Tower, reportedly to try to land an interview with Donald Trump for her May special. Now, keep in mind, since the whole eruption of the back and forth of Megyn Kelly and Donald Trump since last August, face it, it has made her a star. It was a dicey move when Fox kind of rearranged their schedule. It has put her on the cover of Vanity Fair. She's not going away. Now, as the Trump campaign see their female numbers in trouble, suddenly now, it's an opportunity to neutralize her. But the people need to speak up, especially, I mean, right now, there are people listening to me. Trump Tower is maybe 2 miles on Fifth Avenue up from WABC at Madison Square Garden. But the question nationwide, should Donald Trump go on with Megyn Kelly? Or has too much damage been done? He's the front runner. Who needs who? You speak up. Should Donald Trump go on with Megyn Kelly? Now, we have to believe it's going to be for her big special. All accounts, she may leave Fox at the end after the election and wants to be a big, more network television type star. Who knows in what capacity? Maybe it is in a Barbara Walters type role almost. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Should Donald Trump go on with the person who has made her name off him? Should he do the interview with Megyn Kelly? That's what they had to been. That's what was being discussed today. Now, supposedly, Megyn Kelly is going to discuss this tonight on her program on Fox News Channel. In the Fox programming, it is a big void. Now, I can see it almost both ways. Number one, Trump is on the verge of winning the nomination, and we're going to talk about that. He's out today and talking about what a rigged system it is. But at the same time, it remains a thorn, this image. You know, if in fact he went on with her and did more of whatever you want to call it, a softer type interview or a Barbara Walters type interview, that maybe it would, you know, help his numbers with female voters. The whole key is to win. If you agree to go on with her, if Donald Trump agrees to go on with Megyn Kelly, it neutralizes her. And suddenly, is she on the cover of Vanity Fair? Is she then always seen as, you know, and many of the articles written, oh, no one has it tougher than poor Megyn Kelly. I mean, Trump is obsessed with her and he's gone after her and all the Twitter feuds and so forth. And suddenly being reported today, there she is being seen going into Trump Tower, where apparently they're saying the Trump staff then ushered her into a meeting. And make no mistake about it, folks. I mean, make no mistake about it, that both have a lot to gain. Number one, she has the big network debut of her special next month on Fox. Not on Fox News Channel, on Fox. And this would be the big get. This would be the big showdown. She wants numbers. She wants to prove ratings. That would be a way to do it. Now, if you're him, he could say, hey, I don't need this. And he certainly could make an argument that he's been mistreated. And she has almost dedicated her show having all these people come on and bashing him. But what's the goal here? What's the goal? Is the goal to win the election or just try to win a standoff against Megyn Kelly? Now, let's refresh your memory. Let's go back. This was the two of them during the debate.
Your Twitter account has several disparaging comments about women's looks. You once told a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice it would be a pretty picture to see her on her knees. Does that sound to you like the temperament of a man we should elect as president? And how will you answer the charge from Hillary Clinton, who is likely to be the Democratic nominee, that you are part of the war on women?
I think the big problem this country has is being politically correct.
All right, there they were in the debate. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The story is just starting to break this afternoon. Supposedly the meeting took place. Should he go on with her? I mean, think of him then sitting there. Who's pitching who here? We're going to start off on line two. Debbie is listening in Michigan on WJR. Debbie, you're first up. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, McCarthy? Yes, I think it's fine that she interviews him as long as she apologizes first on air.
So that's the condition. She says she's going to talk about it tonight. You say, what if she goes on tonight and does not apologize? Should he do the interview?
No.
He should not.
I don't think it's worth her time, worth his time.
She has to apologize to him. He should accept her apology. Kathy, have you watched any of the Kelly files? She's bashing him every single night.
Yeah, and I think she's doing it for ratings.
Of course she is. What do you mean I think she's doing it for ratings? What else would she be doing it for? The good of mankind? Of course she's doing it. What do you mean she's doing it for ratings?
I think she's doing it for ratings.
Thank you for the call. Of course she's doing it for ratings. Let's go to line one. Paul is in Queens, and I'm going to guess, listening on WABC New York. Paul, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Paul.
Hello, sir. I say, you know what, if he's going to go, go. But, I mean, this is going to go on for another 6 months. But meanwhile, I mean, you know, Mr. Savage goes through all the news, and we got people getting killed in cages, beheaded, killed. And you know, that's really important. We got a president that, you know, when Trump wanted to try to cut the debt down, we got a guy who's a shyster as a president saying, good luck on the debt. So you bring up $20 trillion worth of debt that we left, you know, double.
All right, but I want to address, thank you, Paul. I want to address what you first said, and you said this is going to go on for the next 6 months. Well, the question is, as Trump is trying to now really carve out the path to the nomination, can he afford to continue to have Megyn Kelly sitting up there on television, cover Vanity Fair, different magazine articles, different news covers, as, you know, when they're talking, they're going to use her. The Democrats would use her. I think it's a smart move by the Trump people. I know they're listening right now in Trump Tower. I think it's a good move to neutralize her. Why give her that platform? And again, I think the questions to him in the debates, I think they were rougher than they were with other people. I think she has certainly realized she can gain from it. And the way they've kind of gone back and forth, whether it been, well, maybe, but maybe, you know, she hasn't fired back on Twitter. But, I mean, how many times have you put on Fox News Channel the Kelly file, and her entire show has been dedicated to trying to go after Donald Trump? So now we learn earlier today, reporters, people spotted, apparently Megyn Kelly of Fox, going into Trump Tower and reportedly now trying to pitch him to help her. And it would help her. It would bring her big ratings. That's what it would make no mistake. That's what it's about. Let's go to line five. Donna is in Maryland, listening on WMAL. Donna, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Donna.
Hi, John. You know, I think this benefits Megan by far more than it benefits Donald. And I'll tell you what, I think Dr. Savage has been spot on with his reference to the portrait of Dorian Gray. It is very unnerving to me. My gut instinct says that it's more dangerous for the Donald to do this than beneficial.
You would tell him not to do it. He shouldn't go on with her. And listen, Donna, make no mistake. She's trying to make a huge splash with a network special. He would be the big get. There is no bigger get for Megyn Kelly of Fox News Channel than if she lands Trump for her special on Fox. Can we agree on that?
I believe he could do
those shows so many times. He is on that one. He'll go on with O'Reilly. But it's more than that. You have to look strategically. She is gaining off being like the woman and that Trump has gone after, and he's negative to her and he's mean to her on Twitter. And so it's more than, because of the circumstances, she kind of has carved herself out different than the rest. Now, we are going to talk about the fact that the RNC, Randy Evans, is saying that maybe Trump could secure the Republican nomination if he captures anything more than 1,100 delegates. Now, that is short of 1,237. But, like, how much are we going to quibble here if the guy gets that close? So we are going to talk about that. And Trump, of course, has been ripping the RNC. And you're going to hear him, Donald Trump, ripping RNC, saying it is rigged. And you know what? It is rigged. And I'm glad he's calling him out on it. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2640.
In Louisiana, I went there. I campaigned for 4 or 5 days. We had rallies just like this, thousands and thousands of people. I end up winning Louisiana. And then when everything is done, I find out I get less delegates than this guy that got his ass kicked, okay? Give me a break. Really disgusting.
And we're going to hear Randy Evans as well, the Republican National Committee member, saying that Trump would likely be able to secure the Republican nomination. Let's hear Randy Evans.
What I do expect to happen is this, is that if Donald Trump exceeds 1,100 votes, he will become the nominee, even though he may not have 1,237. If he gets less than 1,000 delegates, then I think we're looking at a contested convention that could go on for many, many days. And then in the middle, there's that gray area between 1,000 and 1,100, and that's where the unbound delegates or the delegates that have been released by other candidates come into play to see if there are enough of those to get either Cruz or Trump over the finish line.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, inviting you to join the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Visit our website, michaelsavage.com. Well, the voice you just heard was that of Randy Evans, Republican National Committee member, saying that Trump would likely be able to secure the Republican nomination If he captures anything more than 1,100 delegates, short of the 1,237 needed for the simple majority. And he said it's very simple. If Trump exceeds around 1,100 votes, he'll become the nominee, even though he may not have 1,237. You know, Trump has been complaining of some element that it's a rigged system. And we're going to hear more of that. And I see, you know, both sides. I recognize the Cruz people are trying to say, oh, no, you know, you got to play by the rules. And these are the rules that we've put more into. And on the Trump side, you know, it's his problem. Even though they were winning the primaries and the huge rallies and way ahead in the polls and overwhelmingly winning the system, this is a ridiculous system where these delegates, what happened in Colorado, that whole thing, it is a sham. This is why people are fed up with the system. Trump is not wrong saying that it's a rigged system. What kind of system is this? There's finally a light being shown on this. And all this inside of what could happen with the convention. The fact that Paul Ryan even had to come out and say, I have no interest in being president. Of course you shouldn't have any interest in running for president. We know that. You didn't run. You're not part of the process. You're not campaigning. You're not drawing crowds. You're not ahead of any polls. What kind of rigged system is this? You know, these party faithful, that this whole element of, as they've called it, we'd rather lose with Cruz. Completely asinine. The guy is going to win. You have forces from Romney and others trying to rig the vote and now hand it to someone else in the convention. Of course he should come close and should get the nomination if he comes close like that. We'll come back a lot more. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Donald's a personal friend. I believe he's the best candidate, and I think he'll make a very good president. I'm not part of his organization. Frankly, I don't know them. I believe if you endorse somebody, you sort of take on the whole organization. Okay. And I'd like to see Donald make some serious changes to his organization for his good.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. That, of course, the voice, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, saying that he would like to see serious changes in the Trump organization. You've already started to see some rollout. Folks, don't forget, visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com for news and headlines. I'm looking at a couple of them. How about ISIS puts out a hit on Huma? Huma, of course, the wife of former Congressman Anthony Weiner. Also, Sneaky Ted steals delegates without votes. That is, without question, a complete disgrace. You know, the Trump campaign, they have a right to feel and make accusations about a rigged system. What else would you call it? Again, go to the website. You can also pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human, a nice picture of Dr. Savage and the dog, and his dog Teddy, coming out on May 10th. And also follow Dr. Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at Savage Nation. We'll go to your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to line 7. Mark is calling from Eugene, Oregon. Mark, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello. Mark in Eugene, Oregon on line 7. Hello, Mark. All right, we'll go to another Mark on line 9. Mark is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sir. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that as a party, we should come together and support Trump because as President Obama has specifically said that he doesn't want Trump to become the president. Trump will definitely mess up Obama's plans at becoming Secretary General of the United Nations.
Well, you know, Mark, thank you for the call. You know, Mark is exactly right. I mean, all this opposition, if people would just step back I mean, Ted Cruz is not going to do well in the New York primary coming up. And the Cruz people, I mean, I'll hand them that. They're certainly highly organized. There have been warnings, without question. You know, the Trump campaign, they probably should have been better organized as far as the delegates and making sure that things were going to be wrapped up. But as far as I think it is encouraging, though, for the Trump campaign, of the RNC committee member, Randy Evans, to say, listen, if he exceeds 1,100 votes, he's going to become the nominee. I mean, do you really want to see this go to some kind of open convention where then it is suddenly they're all just trying to block Trump instead of supporting their nominee? And just trying to, what, do you really want to see a Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney ticket coming into play? Is that really the best that the party can do? What about all the people, if you're listening right now, what about all the people have gone to a rally? What about all the people that have voted? Record turnout. Maybe is it possible that just maybe that people want an outsider, that they want someone that's going to stand up to the Democrats, that they want someone that's going to stand up to the Clinton machine or to President Obama? I think the people knew exactly what they're doing. Now, also, Washington Examiner, in Virginia, a state where Trump won the primary, he missed the deadline to assemble lists of potential delegates. Cruz, however, has delegate candidates in 10 of Virginia's 11 congressional districts. The application deadline was last month. Indiana's primary, May 3rd. But 27 of the 57 delegates have already been selected at congressional district caucuses. Deadline to register as a candidate was March 15th. What kind of system is this? Why are you and people bothering to go and vote? You know, this is so discouraging. And this is why people are fed up. You know, I think people are seeing that not only is it the Democrats where it's rigged, but it's also it's inside the Republican Party. What is the point of having all these debates and record turnout and independents coming into the Republican Party? What have we been hearing for so long now? You need a bigger tent. They need to reach out with a bigger tent. Well, you finally have people coming in. You have independents coming in that want to vote for Trump. You have Democrats who are, as they said, like the Reagan Democrats coming in that want to vote for Trump. And now they're still trying to outmaneuver with this whole business of the delegates and the way that the convention can go. And of course people are going to be upset. You know, I don't blame Trump for being upset with the party. How is it possible every state has different rules to follow? And that it could still go to the convention, and then they could still try to rig it with the delegates. What else would you call that? Why is all this decided ahead of time? Why are all these people then going to go and vote if you then just have, again, party insiders trying to decide how, you know, who would be the nominee? Shouldn't it be the person that accumulates the most votes? That is the person that is the nominee? What is the purpose of the whole process? If they try to run it like this, you know what? Then there is no Republican Party. You know, you're free to call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Rudy Giuliani. I like Rudy Giuliani, but this is the type of, endorsement that the Trump campaign has to deal with. And it's not a fair process. Look at all the problems that have been within some of the other campaigns. Look at the racial joke that Hillary Clinton was part of with the mayor of New York just the other day. Can you imagine if Trump had said that? And, all right, you know, Cruz is not winning. Cruz is winning with the inside crowd. They tried with Marco Rubio. Cruz is running third in New York City, where Kasich is running, or in New York, where Kasich is running second right now. You know, Trump is not wrong. What kind of system is this? And I get that people obviously weren't. Well, people are paying attention now. this is supposed to be a system where the people that go out, that isn't your vote important? What's the purpose of having the right to vote if then you have all these delegates that are already assigning and going against the will of the people way ahead of time? I mean, the Democrat side is definitely rigged. Bernie Sanders, he's won the last, what, eight primaries, and yet she keeps building up, picking up delegates? What's the point of that? Let's go to line two. David is listening in Winchester on WMAL.
But I just want to talk about how exactly the system is rigged. I mean, I understand that Trump's campaign's upset because it didn't get the delegate that he thinks his votes were supposed to get in Colorado. But how was a winner-take-all state like Florida fair as well? I mean, if we're talking about your vote should count, then every single state should be proportional. I mean, the fact of the matter is these rules have been in place for months, years, in some states.
Yeah, but David, a lot of times they even say, though, that, you know, when you get to the convention, then they could just pick up the Romney rules, David. Or, David, you can't agree. For instance, I just mentioned in Indiana where, you know, you have the deadline to register as a candidate for delegate was March 15th. Their primary is May 3rd. Yet 27 of the 57 delegates, they've already been selected. David, there's no way that you believe that that's a fair system.
So you're correct. I don't agree that that's correct. However, I mean, you don't. What I can't stand is people look at the only side of the coin they want to look at. Look, I agree that Cruz, I mean, I'm a Cruz supporter, so people will look at my whole conversation as biased to begin with, but that's neither here nor there.
No, they've done their homework, you know, without question, but then you start to look at the whole process. And what happened in Colorado? I mean, come on, how is that a fair system where then they don't even have a vote? Does that sound like the... I recognize that the Cruz people know the system inside and out. But there's no... Thank you for the call, David. There's no way that that's the way it was designed. And one of the problems with this, or actually probably one of the good things, is I think, and you'd probably agree, in the past, who paid attention to this? There was no reason to. And suddenly now it matters. And now you're realizing there's all these flaws. And whether or not Paul Ryan should be the nominee for president. I get that the whole purpose of the party is to try to win an election. But what is the purpose of trying to attract people into the party if then you're going to go against their wishes and deny someone who should be the nominee? And without question, whether people like it or not, that person that has consistently won, continues to win, gathers the most enthusiasm and votes is in fact Donald Trump, the Trump campaign. Let's go to line three. Dana is calling from Florida, listening on WFTL. Dana, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dana.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Listen, I want to sound off about Hillary Clinton. I am a Democrat, and I am voting for Donald Trump. But what really is upsetting me with Hillary, and I'm white, and I'm proud to be white, she gets up here in these black churches and she puts us white people down like we're trash. She just did it today again. Where are the white people? I just seen it on CNN. Where are the white people outraged about this? They want to complain what Donald Trump says? We are privileged and we need to walk in their shoes. She just made that statement today.
We're going to thank you for the call on that, Dana. As a matter of fact, let's play, just so everybody's up to speed. I believe it is clip 11, and this is where discussing the ugly currents of racism. Let's hear that.
Despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with racism is far from finished. And we are seeing that in this election. When the front runner for the Republican nomination was asked in a national television interview to disavow David Duke and other white supremacists supporting his campaign, he played coy. This is the same Donald Trump who led the insidious birther movement to delegitimize President Obama. He has called Mexican immigrants rapists and murderers. He wants to ban all Muslims from entering the United States, and the list goes on. So ugly currents that lurk just below the surface of our politics have burst into the open.
And that is Hillary Clinton, who delivered that, and sitting right next to her was the Reverend Al Sharpton, one of the biggest race baiters in the history of the country. You know, that whole myth that Trump called Mexican immigrants rapists, you know, they like to skip over the fact that he was referring to illegals coming into the country, not people immigrating properly. Our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO.
Now, of course, the problem goes far deeper than Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. More than a half a century after Rosa Parks sat and Dr. King marched and John Lewis bled, race still plays a significant role in determining who gets ahead in America and who gets left behind. There's something wrong, my friends, when the median wealth for black families is a tiny fraction of the median wealth for white families. When African Americans are still more likely to be denied a mortgage.
That is Hillary Clinton. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back tomorrow. Is this the person that's supposed to bring the country together? It sounds like more racial divide going forward. This is the person that's supposed to be bringing everyone together? Isn't she? Wasn't she doing racial humor on stage the other night with the mayor of New York City? Let's go to line four. Luke from Yonkers is listening to the Savage Nation on WABC. Luke, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Luke. Go right ahead.
I'm just very disappointed in the press, and I hear more racist comments from the Democratic side, especially Hillary Rodham Clinton sitting next to the number one race baiter there. I don't even want to say his name because it just makes my blood boil. I have not heard Mr. Trump say anything racist. I've heard him say illegal immigrants. I've heard him say, let's put a ban on Muslims coming in until we figure out what's going on. You see what's happening everywhere. He's trying to protect the American people, and they try to flip the script, but nobody holds them accountable for what they're saying. It's very, very disheartening. It's very dissatisfying because I saw Trump last night, and I watched him and his family on CNN. And, you know, even all the commentators on CNN, which I think are pretty liberal, you know, all agreed on one thing, that he had a really outstanding family. And, well, you know, why do you think his family is that way? Where do you think their knowledge and their inspiration and everything came from? It came from,
right,
from him.
Luke, wasn't his daughter Ivanka Trump, I think she's the star. She was so impressive, wasn't she?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding.
Yes. And thank you, Luke. She's the one that just had the child as well. Oh, they're a terrific family. Listen, it's going to be a big upgrade from what we have in the White House right now. Remember the website. It's michaelsavage.com. It's John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage.
America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Despite our best efforts and our highest hopes, America's long struggle with racism is far from finished. And we are seeing that in this election. When the front runner for the Republican nomination was asked in a national television interview to disavow David Duke and other white supremacists supporting his campaign, he played coy. This is the same Donald Trump who led the insidious birther movement to delegitimize President Obama. He has called Mexican immigrants rapists and murderers. He wants to ban all Muslims from entering the United States, and the list goes on. So ugly currents that lurked just below the surface of our politics have burst into the open.
And that is the Democrat frontrunner for president. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. The doctor will be back tomorrow. Remember to visit our website, michaelsavage.com, for all the latest news and headlines. Wonder how they feel now that apparently Houma has now been a target for ISIS. You can read all about it, the link, at michaelsavage.com. And also your chance to pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. What a beautiful picture. Now that is a beautiful dog, little Teddy. Pre-order the book at michaelsavage.com and also on social media. Check out Dr. Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Again, our phone number is 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, Hillary Clinton completely misrepresenting, obviously, the status of not only the Republican Party, but also the Trump campaign. So does that make, if you're listening right now, does that make you a racist if you want to secure the border? Does that make you a racist if you don't think that people should unfairly cut the line and just come into the country? What do you think the feeling is in Europe right now where they don't have control of their borders? Where the, quote, the man in the hat in Belgium had actually said, you know, we really wanted to attack Paris again, but we were running out of time. How do you think they feel about open borders right about now? In France, in Germany, in Belgium, what's left of it? And what about the fact that today, GOP Senator John McCain said the situation on the U.S.-Mexico border is so dire, the military needs to be deployed to patrol the region as soon as possible. Do you agree with Senator McCain? Why don't we put the military on the border to fight off the enemy combatants trying to come into the country? In a letter to the Department of Homeland Security, McCain asked, how come Secretary Jed Johnson has not requested help from the Department of Defense to combat the drug traffickers piercing Arizona's border? The fact that Homeland Security unable to prevent the flow of heroin, other narcotics flowing in from Mexico. You know, everyone talks about the people. Like a Hillary Clinton always talks about the people. They don't talk about the drugs. They don't talk about the weapons. Do you agree with McCain? Why don't we have the military at the border? We should have the military at the border. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go out to line 3. Reggie is listening in Boise, Idaho on KBOI. Reggie, you're up first this hour on the Savage Nation. Hello, Reggie.
Wonderful. Thank you, John, and thanks for the great show today.
Very welcome.
I wanted to make a mention to your big upgrade when Trump is in the White House.
Yes.
That will be a huge upgrade to what we've had.
Ah, big time.
I have to tell you that Mr. Trump is the true outsider here. His words and actions resonate with us because we've been saying what he is now for years. We've been saying it.
Isn't it refreshing to hear the front runner for the White House finally echoing, Reggie, what the people have been demanding and saying and have been let down by both parties? Isn't it refreshing to just hear someone say it?
It is. It gives hope to our American soul again. It really gives hope. He's a wonderful addition to this race. I'm so honored. We went out to Las Vegas to the rally out there, and we met him in person.
Wow, great.
Yeah, my husband said after meeting him that he is the most unpretentious billionaire he's ever met,
yep.
Even though that's the only one he's ever met. But Mr. Trump is very unpretentious, very generous man. He's sacrificed a lot for what he's doing right now. And when he pulls back the curtain, the establishment will have their hands in the jar, and they know we're going to see it. So that's what they're trying to prevent here in this wonderful candidate.
You know, you just said something, and I want you to expound on it. Fighting for the soul of the nation. I love that. I'll give you my thought on it, but expound on that a little bit, Reggie.
Well, I'm an American patriot. I love this country. I love what she stood for. I love our foundation of what she was all about. And we've lost this. Every year we're being chiseled down to nothing. We're being chiseled away. Edit my speech. Please, don't do this. Don't take our First Amendment. Don't take our Second Amendment. Allow states to appropriate and legislate as they will. There's so much that's wrong with this country right now. And the soul of America is sick. We need help.
Boy, I love that. And, you know, you're exactly right. What we're seeing, you know, this is the worst nightmare, because everyone's always envisioned, Reggie, that you have power brokers trying to control the whole system. You hate to think that we're being sold out from the inside, but we are. You have people that are trying to dismantle the country into the shape that they think it should be, not what was designed for. I mean, it's hard to think. Think of the corruption that has gone into Washington, is right now in the White House, and how single-handedly trying to bring down the greatness that the nation has become. Think of the blood that was shed on the beaches of Normandy, and all to continue to try to protect me and you and everyone, and how single-handedly, I mean, listen to Hillary Clinton sitting next to Reverend Al Sharpton and lecturing people about and misrepresenting about, she said, the insidious birther movement. The birther movement rumors started within the Clinton campaign. They were the first ones that had brought it up. And this business of, you know, Mexican immigrants are rapists and murder. No, it's illegals. Why should American citizens be in danger at the border? Why should people put their life in the hands simply because they happen to live in the southern part of the country? I mean, I think it's great. Finally, someone is stepping forward who's an outsider, self-funding himself, and they're still trying to steal the election. You know, I know that Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, is a brilliant guy, and he is. There's no question about it. And I like many of the things he talks about with immigration. I like the fact he wants to cut off sanctuary cities and states from federal funding. I like the fact that Ted Cruz wants to go after the IRS. I'm in favor of a flat tax like that. But Trump is different. And you can't deny, you don't become that successful, that powerful, if you're Donald Trump, if you don't have an ability to motivate people and get along with people and demand that people really give their all, their best. Let's go to line 6. Alice is listening in Virginia on WMAL. Alice, you're up next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Alice.
Hey, how are you? So
very well, Alice.
I have to point out that Hillary Clinton, as you just pointed out, started the birther movement, or the Clinton campaign. David Duke endorsed Hillary Clinton. And, you know, the Democrats are just reliant on their constituents being totally ignorant, totally low-information voters, so they can say whatever they want and claim that the Republicans are racist, when it's they're the ones that have this racist history of being the party of the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, being against every civil right action that's in this nation's history. And it's just outrageous what they're doing. And I believe that Donald Trump will, like, destroy her in the general election. I don't believe what all these polls say about women not being for Donald Trump or whatever. And that's all I got to say.
Well, you said a lot, Alice, and it is interesting. I want people to remember now, when Hillary Clinton gave that speech, I mean, that to me is race baiting. And that's just, don't you agree, folks? That's increasing the racial divide. Another headline from The Hill. Obama administration considers killing lowest tier of info classification. The Obama administration considering a proposal kill off the lowest tier of classification amid escalating scrutiny on top government officials' ability to safeguard sensitive information. Do they value information the way we do? I mean, and the president just, is there anyone listening that really believes the FBI is looking into the email scandal the same way they would if it was someone else, or if in fact it was a Republican? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to line 9. Is Scott listening on KSFO in San Francisco? Scott, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Scott.
Hi, John. Hey, I got a couple things. One of the things that we've talked about with Donald Trump is he's increased the party, right? He's basically brought people into the party. Ted Cruz has actually decreased the size of the party because he's alienated so many people with these crazy, like, Ted Cruz is Moses-like and everything else. So I just wanted to say that because I haven't really heard anybody. I know that there's been some alienating statements that Glenn Beck has gone off on. When I think to myself, like, don't tell me I'm not listening to my God because you're a fruitcake and you think something different than me.
Yeah, but, you know, I think, thank you, Scott. I mean, some of the nonsense of people in trying to throw around religious overtones. I mean, I think that's shameful. Trying to, what is that supposed to be? That as if I don't believe that God is telling someone to vote for someone. I mean, and to try to manipulate that with people is just hideous. That someone would go to that low level. We're going to take more of your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Now, can Trump get to the top delegate level? Well, we're going to tell you about that, and we'll talk about it. And also, how about the latest? More problems out of Europe. Have you heard about the German soldiers? Well, we'll tell you about that as well. Plus, sound of John Kerry, more sound of Hillary. 1-855-400-7282. The website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
America's colleges and universities remain by far the best on the planet, and our scientists and our engineers are by far the most innovative. Our armed forces are the best led, best equipped, most capable, and most versatile. And let me tell you something, it is not even close. And I can tell you from personal experience, when it comes to using diplomacy to help address big problems from Ebola to countering terrorism to responding to national disasters, we remain the primary country that others turn to for leadership.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry. Boy, you'd never know it the way he threw those medals and ribbons over the wall. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Never fear, the doctor will return tomorrow. In the meantime, you're welcome to call in 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, I was almost shocked to hear those words from Secretary of State John Kerry. Boy, they don't act that way, do they? He seems to be part of the administration. They're always complaining and apologizing for the United States. Boy, all those things, you'd almost start to think that he actually was proud of the country. I didn't think we were allowed to be proud of the country anymore. I thought we were supposed to lower ourselves to the level of other countries. I didn't think they liked the fact that the people are proud of their country. And he is right. We do have by far the best universities and scientists and engineers, and someone wants to have an operation, they want to come to the United States. Why are they always, he's part of the Blame America First crowd. He's so in love with Europe. And what, look what's happening in Europe. 29 German soldiers have joined ISIS. Army may contain dozens of jihad sympathizers. Boy, that's refreshing. And that's Germany. And they're supposed to have their act together. What kind of military is it? Can you imagine if we learned that there were 30 U.S. service people serving our country who were then leaving and joining ISIS, and people complain that Donald Trump is a problem, that we have problems in our country? Let's go back to the phones. Kirk on line four is listening in Kansas on KCMO. Kirk, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Kirk.
Hi, John. Wanted to talk with you and your listeners. I'm out here, and I keep hearing a lot of hype out there, for whether it's from politicians or the DOJ or just about anybody you listen to, media, and they talk about all the divisiveness and everything that's going on. And it seems like everything that I hear, I'm not finding any way to get everybody organized together in a process of a solution to all this. You take the situations and you go to whether it's a religious means or a racial means, and I think it would be ideal if we could get together as groups and make fronts. You know, the Tea Party gets out there and does their thing. The people in Missouri, the uncivilized people, get out there in Missouri to combat what they think are racial injustices. But I'll tell you what, I grew up, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and I've seen a lot of the injustices that have taken place out there, and we've got nothing compared to what has happened in the past, and it would seem ideal that we come up with solutions and organize and actually make a stand so we protect.
Right, but Kirk, it's gotta come from the top, and we're going to talk about that. You know, you make a good point, but there are people speaking out. And we'll take more of your phone calls at 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website, michaelsavage.com. You're listening to the Savage Nation.
I want young girls and boys to come here 10, 20, 100 years from now to know that women fought for equality. It was not just given to them. I want them to come here and be astonished that there was ever a time when women could not vote. I want them to be astonished that there was ever a time when women earned less than men for doing the same work. I want them to be astonished that there was ever a time when women were vastly outnumbered in the boardroom or in Congress, that there was ever a time when a woman had never sat in the Oval Office.
How about a time that I want children to be astonished when they hear of a time that a president was encouraging race riots in all the major cities of the country. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage will be back tomorrow. You're encouraged? Well, visit our website, michaelsavage.com, for the latest news and headlines, and also your chance to pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human, with a great photo. What a beautiful animal. It's right online at michaelsavage.com. Also, follow Dr. Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at A Savage Nation. That's President Obama, of course, speaking earlier. How about the story? We'll take more of your phone calls, by the way. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. First-time callers, welcome. 1-855-400-7282. By the Washington Post story, IRS chief, agency encourages illegal immigrant theft of Social Security numbers to file tax returns. I mean, it gets more outrageous as the story continues. The IRS struggling to ensure that illegals are able to illegally use Social Security numbers for legitimate purposes. The agency's head told senators, without allowing the number to be used for, quote, bad reasons. The IRS commissioner made the statement in response to questions. Senate Finance about the IRS appears to be collaborating with taxpayers who file tax returns using fraudulent information. They said the staff had discovered the practice after looking into agency procedures. This is another example. I don't know, aren't you in favor of a flat tax? I mean, all the different loopholes, the money racket made from the IRS. How do you feel? Think how many hours a week you work, your family works. Think how much you pay in taxes. And here you have the IRS admitting that they're encouraging illegals on the theft of Social Security numbers. Oh, well, you know, as long as without allowing them to be used for bad reasons, what other reason would it be? If someone that comes tramping into the country not following the laws and rules, and we say that they continue to process tax returns, with false W-2 information? Think of who's listening to me right now when you've been audited. How enjoyable was that? Or your business routinely audited every year. How much do you have to spend time, money, getting that under control? And then you learn this. Horrible. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to line 5. Terry is listening on WMAL from Beverly, Mass., the North Shore.
I am furious, okay? I am a longtime student and listener of Dr. Savage. I like him because with me he resonates. He is like the genius of truth, okay? But beyond him, let me get to...
Agreed, yes.
I am right now concentrating on this recent activity of Obama, Barry the Muslim, who has let in all of these Syrian refugees. What my question is, and we should be able to find this out as American citizens, where are they being placed? Where in the United States are they being placed? And what services are they getting?
Well, first of all, Terry, I think you know the answer to some of that question. Many of them, it's been reported, are actually being kept in Massachusetts, correct?
Group that came in.
Right. And what services do you think? All services provided. You are paying for the refugees, the enemy combatants, to be brought in to the nation. Terry, do you realize I read the story just a little earlier? Even Senator John McCain is saying it is time we put the military to secure the southern border. That's how bad it is. And yet, Terry, how do you support a president who is encouraging them to come into the country, Terry?
Who in my state, Massachusetts, would I find this information out from?
I think you know the answer to that as well. Listen, the answer is, thank you for the call, Terry, they're not just there. They're all over. The president is encouraging them to come in. Look at how the president and they've encouraged. Do you think it's an accident that we don't have border security? Do you think it's an accident that they, or just a coincidence, that they're all being encouraged to go into Texas to trying to flip that state from red to blue? Please tell me, folks, you don't believe that it is in fact on hold, or the sheer number that are coming in on a daily and weekly basis. I don't believe that. I think people do know the truth. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. David is calling from Washington, D.C., listening on great radio station WMAL. David, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, David.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm glad to hear John McCain is an expanded voice on sending these troops down to the border. You know what? If we had 12 million people massed on the other side of the border, we wouldn't be calling it immigration. We'd be calling it invasion. And that's exactly what it is, and that's what it has been. Okay, the 12 million didn't come all at once, but it's still an invasion. Now, you know, we could spend a whole lot of money. First of all, I am a 30-year Navy veteran, and by the way...
Thank you for your service, David.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we've spent how much money building buildings over there in the Middle East?
That's right.
That have not even been occupied. We could
build nice
stuff down on the border area for our troops to be able to be housed and take care and even have their families there, for that matter. And somebody would be getting the benefit of our military.
And, David, you know, not only that, but I think you'd agree, if we did, you know, McCain is saying we should put troops on the southern border. David, just the deterrent alone would certainly seem to work. You know, people rip into Trump of how are you going to deport 12 million people and everything else. David, you tell me, if everyone is riding along and suddenly on the side of the road, all the drivers spot, a law enforcement vehicle sitting right there. David, you tell me, what is the natural inclination of all the people that are driving? Slow down! Do you speed up if you see a police car?
you know, we got to slow it up so we can figure out what's going on. But we need to have...
let me explain, David. Thank you for the call. You slow down, right? I don't think that's tough. Why? Is he giving out tickets? Most of the time, no. Is he chasing anyone? Most of the time, no. He could be asleep. He could be on the phone. He could be reading something. The car alone acts as a deterrent. How many stores, as soon as they started to put in cameras, can you imagine? Think of a bank if they didn't have armed guards there, or the security a bank would have. What is it that many times deters someone from robbing a bank? It's the deterrence. They don't have to use the armed security every day, or they don't have to, you know, use all the mechanisms they have. It's a deterrent. And so with Senator John McCain saying, you know, it's time we put troops on the border, that's because in his state, it's very common. I have friends in Arizona, they wake up and then they see illegals running through their yard. How would you like, you wake up in the morning, you don't have deer in your yard, you don't have a coyote in your yard, you don't have a stray dog. You have people that came over the border from the night before using your hose or using your bird bath. Or as we had a caller one time who was, he woke up and there were illegals. They were all in his swimming pool using it as a bath. I mean, how would you feel about that? Of course it should be done as a deterrent. So this business, how is Trump going to deport 12 million people? You're not going to have to deport 12 million people. Number one, you cut off the flow. And number two, you do a couple of raids, and then they're going to start to leave. And then it's, listen, and even, I don't know if you get rid of all 12 million, but I'll bet you cut it in a third, or maybe even in half. Isn't 6 million illegals in the country a lot easier to deal with than 12 million? I like the idea of at least, you got to start the process somewhere. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Trump is right. It is being used as almost a rigged system right now. Jackie on line one is listening in Connecticut on WABC. Jackie, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jackie.
The system has been so decrepit for so long that I've been discouraged for years, and I'm so glad it's finally coming to light that we have someone like Donald Trump who can speak for the silent majority in our country. But the Colorado non-vote delegate choice elections that were held on Saturday has me gravely concerned, seeing how my relatives fought in the Revolutionary War and every war since. And I'm a DAR and a Mayflower Society person. And I heard Judge Napolitano on Fox News over the last few days say that what the RNC did was legal because they're a private organization, and this had been voted on through the court systems before. But what my main concern is here is, since when does a private organization get the right to take away the constitutional rights of the people to vote?
That's right. Good point, Jackie.
Have Dr. Savage, have somebody from the ACLJ come on, and I encourage people from Colorado that never got to vote to go ahead to the American Center for Law and Justice and file a complaint, because my opinion that no organization gets to usurp the constitutional rights of the people to vote. And that's
Jackie, I do have a question. Now, your primary, Connecticut, is coming up on April 26th. Now, you're right on the border because you're in New York and Connecticut, but what is the feeling you get where you live in Connecticut as far as is Trump going to win big in Connecticut as far as with people you know? Is Cruz any type of threat?
There are some Cruz people, but the majority of people that I encounter in various areas, Trump is very strongly supported here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Our debt in Connecticut is over $900 million, and it's essentially bankrupt.
You have a terrible governor. You have a terrible governor that's chasing business out of Connecticut. I mean, it's terrible. He should be tossed out of office.
Awful. They're cutting services from the Department of Mental Health, to the Department of Child and Family Services. They're cutting over 2,000 more service situation people, and not cutting administration and friends of whomever, instead of cutting where they need to at the top. People are getting tax deaths, they're getting sick of it, and yes, the governor says he's not going to raise taxes, But you've got GE that left our state and went to Massachusetts. You've got the Aetna looking to move to Kentucky. The gun manufacturers are looking to go somewhere else.
Yep.
And the economy and the job structure is getting very bad.
Jackie, thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. You know, she's right. If you're listening right now in Colorado, people need to be vocal. I don't care how anyone tries to explain it. What kind of system is that? You have a non-vote. Visit the website, michaelsavage.com. Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, who will be back on air tomorrow. We'll continue your listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCO.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. If you'd like to call into the program, you can dial 1-855-400-SAVAGE. The website, of course, michaelsavage.com. Let's go out to your calls. Line 4, Phil on Long Island is listening on WABC. Phil, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Phil.
Hi. In relation to John McCain report that he wants to put troops on the southern border, I don't believe it one bit. You got to measure these guys by what they say and what they do. And ever since John McCain has been in the Senate, right, he's been trying to undo the Jones Act, which is merchant marine shipping within the rivers and land waterways in the United States has to be done on American-built ships and American seamen citizens. He's been trying to do away with that, which is internal security to the United States, and open it up to foreign interests.
But the fact, Phil, if McCain is saying that he feels we need to send the military to secure our southern border, I don't understand. You disagree with him? He came out and said it, and he's directing Homeland Security to get involved. So what part about that do you have a problem with?
I agree with it.
You do agree with it?
Where has he been?
I mean,
he's been MIA on this thing all along, and now all of a sudden he's identifying with some of Trump's snippets.
Yes.
He's mainstream.
Right. You're not wrong. But at the same time, Phil, I mean, folks, do we want people, thank you for the call, do we want people to start to fall in line and follow Trump's lead? Or do you want to start to go after people that they weren't there earlier? I mean, you can't have it both ways. You can't say, where has he been? And now he's coming along. And now you're saying, well, you know, you weren't there, so now you can't comment. And especially with what's going on in the world right now. I don't know if you've heard the latest, but this U.S. officials with the pair of the Russian planes that buzzed that Navy ship in the Baltic Sea, I mean, how brazen are they going to be, despite the fact that they tried to, you know, they contacted them multiple times, contacted a peer of them, and they appear to be unarmed but did not respond to attempts by the crew to contact them? I think it shows that they're certainly not fearful. We have lost people being intimidated or afraid of the United States. The website is michaelsavage.com. Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Talk radio for the thinking person, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Never fear, the doctor will return tomorrow. In the meantime, you're welcome to visit the website, michaelsavage.com. You'll see news, headlines. You can also pre-order the new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Human. Pre-order it now. It's coming May 10th, just in time for Mother's Day. A great gift for the dog lover in your life, really for anyone. Also, some of the other headlines. How about ISIS puts out a hit on Huma, the wife of Congressman Anthony Weiner? Or the other headline, Sneaky Ted steals delegates without votes. Another headline, did members of the Saudi royal family fund 9/11. The Obama administration now apologizing for America winning World War II. Is America still considered a great nation in the world, in your opinion? Check out the website. It's michaelsavage.com, and also on social media. Well, you can follow Dr. Savage on both Facebook and on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Well, Hillary Clinton is speaking out. What's so interesting about this, before we go to your phone calls, but keep in mind who's been in charge of the White House for the past 8 years. When you're about to hear Hillary Clinton, we're going to play it, talking about race, just keep in mind that President Obama, this whole business of her saying, you know, ugly comments of racism below the surface, what has happened over the past 8 years? The racial divide in the country, you tell me, has it gotten better or worse in the past 8 years? As we watch on television, people, anti-police, Black Lives Matter, burning down stores, people that, like a CVS in Baltimore, what was their crime? Trying to have a store in a poor neighborhood. Yet let's listen. This is Hillary now talking about race still playing a significant role.
Now, of course, the problem goes far deeper than Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. More than a half a century after Rosa Parks sat and Dr. King marched and John Lewis bled, race still plays a significant role in determining who gets ahead in America and who gets left behind.
What have you done about it?
There's something wrong, my friends, when the median wealth for Black families is a tiny fraction of the median wealth for white families. When African Americans are still more likely to be denied a mortgage.
And what have you done about it? And what has the current president done about it? 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Your chance to call in. 1-855-400-7282. Is the United States, do we remain the leader in the free world? Well, boy, you'd never know it, but let's listen to Secretary of State John Kerry.
America's colleges and universities remain by far the best on the planet, and our scientists and our engineers are by far the most innovative. Our armed forces are the best led, best equipped, most capable, and most versatile. And let me tell you something, it is not even close. And I can tell you from personal experience, when it comes to using diplomacy to help address big problems from Ebola to countering terrorism to responding to national disasters, we remain the primary country that others turn to for leadership.
Let's go to line 7. Samantha is listening on KSFO online. Samantha, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Samantha.
Hello, John. I'm just calling in reference to still your earlier caller who's talking about John McCain.
Yes.
I live in Arizona, and John McCain does this every time he's running for re-election. He will go and talk about how he needs to secure the border, and this year, John McCain has somebody who's really challenging him, Kelly Ward, and that's the only reason he's out there talking about the border, because once when he gets elected, he just goes on and says, you know, all God's people, we welcome them here. He is such a detriment to Arizona. He's such a detriment to our Congress. And, you know, it's pathetic, you know, and after just hearing your this different quotes before, you know, the sound clips, yeah, I want to be sick. You know, don't Donald Trump, please.
Now, Samantha, I want to ask you, and again, what Samantha is referring to is this latest story where Senator McCain is saying we need to send the military to secure our southern border. Samantha, I want you to, though, if you can, just give insight to some people, because I don't think a lot of people understand what many of the people in Arizona or even Texas, but Arizona really, what they deal with, how in many ways, I've spoken to people in Arizona, they feel like they're living in the middle of a war zone. Mexican cartel violence in their towns, illegals going through the neighborhoods. Samantha, this is something I don't think that a lot of people understand just how bad it is.
No, they really don't, because I have family back east, and they think that I'm making it all up. As a matter of fact, we live in northern Arizona now because it became too dangerous to live in the Tombstone area. We were in Tombstone in the Wilcox area, and every night we would hear massive amounts of people moving through the night with lamps. You could hear them with radios. We have friends who have been mugged, have been robbed, who have had their cattle killed. And, I mean, the stories that you hear are real stories. I mean, I don't want to live there anymore. There was a place that we would go from Tombstone to Sierra Vista where there was a watch that was commonly used for the people coming through. And we would duck when we were going. We were told to duck when you go by this watch because there was a lot of gunfight. And I don't want to live that way. And a lot of people have been living on the border for centuries, or, you know, their families have been there certainly for decades, cattle farmers, ranchers, you know, and they're losing their cattle, they're losing their ranches. But, you know, like the poor man in Texas who was holding an illegal at a gunpoint, and he ended up losing his ranch.
That's
you
right.
Know, this is unheard of. This is ridiculous. And the people of the rest of the country don't understand how bad it is. I mean, you don't want to be in fear for your life daily. When we lived in Wilcox, every single morning we would see a huge van open up in the main street of downtown and let out, you know, 20 or more people, and they would scatter. And they wouldn't do anything about it. The local Border Patrol, they really had their hands tied. And certainly now it's even worse when Obama goes in and limits the Border Patrol. They move them up 100 miles from the border. He doesn't let them arrest anybody. He just cut the staff. So what are we supposed to do? You know,
Samantha, I'm struck, though. So when you lived in Tombstone at night, and that must be frightening, you can hear in the dark, but you can hear massive numbers of people moving. And when you say they're radios, do you mean like they're walkie-talkies?
No, they're walking listening to music.
Wow. And you can hear that off into the distance?
You can hear it in the distance. You know, it's just, you know, that sound. You could hear people moving, and it was a large amount of people because you could hear the sound of it.
Yeah.
And you can hear listening to music. You can,
how?
You know, if it was a Spanish radio station, whatever, you could just hear music. You know, and it's like you sort of hold yourself tight in your bed hoping that you're not going to be invaded.
Wow. That is, I mean, if anything, that's frightening. And Samantha, again, though, you're right. McCain, he really hasn't done anything. Samantha, do you think, I think it's time for a change. He's been there long enough. Don't you think he needs some new blood in Arizona?
Absolutely. He doesn't. The last thing he did, just terrific. He gave away a lot of land to China for the mineral rights. That's the story down here. And I don't think it gets much national attention. But he's given away, just like Harry Reid does in Nevada, McCain does here.
Yeah.
You know, and Jeff Flake's no better. He really is. And he's another clone. So it's pretty scary.
It is scary. Thank you for the call, Samantha. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to David on line 6. David's in Maine, but he's listening on WABC. David, this is John DePietro, and you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, David.
Yeah, my name's David. My father was, in 1911, he went to Canada. And, not 1911, I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous.
Relax.
Was he with
Ted Cruz?
No, I'm not for Ted Cruz. I'm for Trump.
No, your father in Canada, David.
Okay, my father, he went in 1947, and they had, my grandfather was 98, and he had...
Is this a long story?
No, it isn't a long story.
Go ahead, David.
And in 1947, he went out, 47, and he lived as an immigrant, and I never considered him an immigrant. He always worked, paid his taxes, and then he went up to Canada, got up there, saw my grandfather at 98 years old. He passed away, and as he was coming back, the mounted police caught him with my mother, and they weren't going to let him across. So I sat down with my mother and my father, and they were making out the papers because they wouldn't let him across the border.
Yeah.
And, because he's American Indian. He's three-quarter American Indian, Iroquois tribe.
Okay.
And they let him across, And he told my mother, he sat right there and said, you know, I should have done this a long, long time ago.
Hmm.
Because he said, I lived in fear for since 1911 to 1947.
Wow. Well, I appreciate the story, David. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. Now, coming up, you're going to hear Bill Clinton speaks out in support of Hillary Clinton. Also, more fighting between the Republican National Committee and Donald Trump. You're going to hear both of them, Trump saying the whole thing. It's a scam. He's being ripped off. It's rigged. And they're also fighting back. And also Rudy Giuliani, some interesting comments. As he's going to vote for Donald Trump. He's not going to be, as far as a surrogate, but he will support him. So we'll take more of your phone calls. Again, this is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro filling in for Dr. Michael Savage, where you can call into the program at 1-855-400-SAVAGE, 1-855-400-7282. Well, the back and forth continues between Republican frontrunner Donald Trump and the Republican national chair. Right now they're arguing. We're going to hear Cut 10. They're arguing that there's nothing mysterious about selecting delegates.
I have a book in front of me that every candidate has state by state with the dates and what's happening. And according to that process, a delegate has a contest in the precincts back a month ago. Then the delegates that win that go and have a contest in the counties. Then the delegates that win that have a contest at the congressional district. And then the delegates that win that go to a state convention. And so this isn't something that just happens over one day. This is an organizational process that candidates have to be involved with from the very beginning.
Let's go to line four. Ted is listening on WDRC in Bristol. Ted, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ted.
Thank you, John. Wonderful program you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, how stupid, really, does this Hillary Clinton think the American public is? I mean, she's definitely, I mean, we can see she's playing the race card. She played it when she, you know, changed her verbal, you know, when she talked against, with, you know, non-American English people, speaking people. She can change her voice. She can do anything. She'll do anything to play the race card right now.
That's right.
As far as Al Sharpton, I mean, to gang up with him, it's immoral. I mean, we're not stupid. We know what's going on. And we also know from years back, she fired someone who did the same thing she did under her email tactics. She had someone fired for the Benghazi, for the email thing scandal that was going on. She had that person fired. What's good for her is not good for anyone. You know, it's just ridiculous. And I'm sorry, I'm just for Donald Trump. You know, a lot of these people are running scared. They definitely know that he's speaking the truth. He has nothing to lose. He's got a great family, and family, as we all know, is the basic of society, of America.
That's right.
He's got a wonderful family, and he has nothing to lose. He's out there because he loves America and wants us to be on top, as we always have, and we always will be.
Ted, did you see the family town hall meeting held on CNN? Ivanka Trump, his daughter, who just gave birth, she's so elegant and incredibly impressive. I think, And nothing against the wife, but I think she is, his daughter is such a tremendous spokesperson for the campaign. Did you happen to catch that?
No, unfortunately,
no?
I didn't.
Well, if you see it, and I think you, thank you, Ted, you're going to see more of her. I think she certainly gives, I think she's the best representative of the Trump family as far as the daughter. Again, who was off the campaign trail for a while because she was 9 months pregnant, ready to give birth. I think she's a better spokesperson than the sons. You know, he has been just brutally crucified in the media. And the other side is not going to stop at everything. Remember, if you want to know about Hillary Clinton, you really have to see the film 13 Hours. And just know that in the middle of that film, as all that was going on, Secretary Clinton, she went to bed. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400.
The problem goes far deeper than Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. More than a half a century after Rosa Parks sat and Dr. King marched and John Lewis bled, race still plays a significant role in determining who gets ahead in America and who gets left behind. There's something wrong, my friends, when the median wealth for black families is a tiny fraction of the median wealth for white families. When African Americans are still more likely to be denied a mortgage.
You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. He will be back tomorrow. Visit our website, michaelsavage.com, all the latest news and headlines, and also your chance to pre-order the new book, sure to be a bestseller, Teddy and Me. What a beautiful dog. Confessions of a Service Human. Well, you can pre-order now. It's coming May 10th. All the latest headlines also. And remember to follow Dr. Savage on both Facebook and also on Twitter at A Savage Nation. Let's get back to your phone calls. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. That was Hillary Clinton, obviously. You know what's amazing about that? And again, you can weigh in. But keep in mind, all this talk about race, all this talk, and of course the way she frames everything, boy, you'd never know that the past 8 years we've had the country's first African-American president, based on everything that she talks about. And the ugly currents of racism, boy, you know, we've gone through 8 years. Every time, if they feel that they're wrong, or that everyone's proving they're wrong, this administration would play the race card. And think of the different riots that you've seen all over the country. I think right now, did you ever think you'd see the racial divide that we've seen in the country? And yet, their Secretary of State, the Democrat frontrunner, Hillary Clinton, steps up and basically continues to blame others for the racial divide. Let's go to your phone calls. Line one is Alan, listening on KSFO in San Francisco. Alan, you're up on the Savage Nation. Hello, Alan.
Thank you, John, and thank you, listeners. How hypocritical, or is it, for Hillary Clinton to be talking about in a almost empathetic way about the African Americans when, my gosh, her tax policy, as compared to Donald Trump's, she does nothing to change the taxes. When you look
That's
at Donald
right.
Trump's tax policy, the first bracket, $0 to $25,000, zero income taxes. And believe me, I'm close to Oakland. The 51% of black Americans that did not graduate from high school, are they going to be getting that big job? No, they'll be in that low-paying category. How
right.
about we treat them right? How about we treat people in low income right and lower the tax bracket? I hear no one else talking about Donald Trump's tax policy. What do you think?
No, you're right, Alan. And let me ask you, the population in Oakland, are they going to be able to get big jobs in Silicon Valley, Alan?
I would hope so, but probability is no.
Right. Well, and all she does, Alan, thank you, all she does is complain about it. And keep in mind, you know, what did Hillary Clinton do now? That did you hear about that racially charged skit that she did with the New York City mayor? Well, she distanced herself from the skit that she did with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio over the weekend. De Blasio said it took so long to endorse her for president. He was running on CP time, an apparent reference to the stereotype of African-Americans being late for appointments. Clinton then interjected, "You mean cautious politician time?" I've been there. Well, look, it was Mayor de Blasio's skit, she said. He has addressed it. I'll defer to him because it's something he's already talked about. Many of the New York politicians, power brokers, reporters in the room, they were laughing. But it was his skit, and I'll let him deal with it, even though she was in the skit. Mary on line 7. Is listening on KLIF in New Mexico. Mary, this is John DePietro. Welcome to the Savage Nation, Mary.
Thank you so much. I would like to tell you why putting the military on the border will not work. I did that for 13 years with the Border Patrol in Operation Alliance, started under Bush 1. I worked under Clinton, and then Bush 2 canceled it. They would tie the hands of the military just like they do in Afghanistan. You can put people all along the border. We have Border Patrol there. But if you can't perform your mission, what good is it? You're just wasting money. I mean, true, I was in the drug on the war, the war on drugs. But I was an intel analyst and working for Border Patrol, and I have statistics on apprehensions and drugs, and they went up the whole time I was working there, every year.
Now, Mary, where can you tell us, give us where specifically were in fact you working?
I worked for Border Patrol Special
right.
Coordination Center in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. And 13 years. And what over the course of the 13 years, did you see, was it getting progressively worse?
Pardon? What I'm saying is the apprehensions and the drug seizures, the amounts went up mainly because they were doing the job. They were actually apprehending. But right now, I still live on the border in New Mexico. Yes, 3 Guatemalans in my backyard about 2 months ago using the water hose. This is not just a hearsay. It happens.
And Mary, when you, though, were working Border Patrol, how would you apprehend them, and how would you determine that they were trying to bring drugs into the country? Under what mechanism? What type of drugs? Give us some. Come on, you must have some stories. Let's hear some real on the ground examples and stories that you experienced.
As an intel analyst, I read every I-44 from San Diego to McAllen. We tracked trends, how they hid drugs in vehicles, how they would use a Valley Telephone decal on a pickup to bring in drugs and people. They were apprehended, brought to the station. I was not involved in that part. I only read the reports,
right.
All the trends, reported it to El Paso Intel Center and to Congress.
What drugs, Mary? What drugs?
Border. I monitored the violence against law.
No, I know that. What drugs were they bringing in?
Pardon?
What drugs were they bringing in?
What kind of drugs? Mainly, in those days, it was mainly marijuana and cocaine. Black tar heroin was started to come in. The heroin would shift, like from Florida to the border and then along the border, depending on what cartel was in charge in Mexico. We monitored the flights. They still do all this. The airplanes, that low-flying aircraft that come across the border, and so many of them are in Arizona. A big part of them are, then was in Arizona.
Right. Now, Mary, before I let you go, of all the states, which one would you say was the worst as far as penetration that they were constantly trying to enter?
Arizona.
So do you feel, is Arizona ground zero in the battle?
150,000 a month or a day, I can't remember right now. Yes, I would say Arizona is it's been on TV.
No, I understand, but I wanted to hear from someone that worked in it. I mean, you hear Arizona, but I just wanted to hear, in fact, if that was your experience as well. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. Line 3 is Daniel. He's listening in Dallas, Texas on KLIF. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation, Daniel.
Well, I've learned something about why you don't hear about the border drug violence in the media very much, or really none at all. Someone I know who's been high-ranking military and who has had command of troops along the border, he told me that media silence has been ordered concerning drug violence. And that order came from the president himself.
Hmm. And what type? So that's why we're not hearing as much as going on? Is it's media silence over the drug violence at the border?
Yes. Yes, that's what he told me.
And do you think this is under President Obama that this has been going on, or it's been going on for quite some time?
From the beginning, more than likely.
Well, thank you, Daniel. You know, it's interesting, folks, because you hear from different people, and sometimes they can't hide it because all the cartel violence spills into the different neighborhoods. I like the caller we had that said, you know, just a month ago, wakes up, there's three Guatemalans in the yard using the hose. I mean, it is just nonstop. Joe on line one is listening in California on KSFO. Joe, this is John DePietro. Welcome. You're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Yes, hello, John, and thanks for taking my call. And I just want to talk a bit on the flat tax that a lot of conservatives, people I hear on the radio and the news talk about flat tax.
Yes.
And I'd like somebody to explain to me how it worked for independent contractors, such as truckers. I drive a truck, but I work by the hour. And those poor owner-operators, they can run up to 70% of their take on expenses. So if the guy makes $100,000, pays out $70,000 to keep it operating, he's going to pay tax on $100,000. That's not fair.
Well, most of the time, and I think there's different proposals, Joe, different people have had different proposals. I think one of the more popular was that I think, and again, there were people that are experts on it, but in 1996, when Steve Forbes, when he ran for president, and he had... Basically, he was running on the proposal of the flat tax, and I think it was more around, wasn't it seven? I think it was 17.5%. So what I like about it is, and again, I think it's worth a try. I know that Senator Cruz is in favor of it, but when you think of the amount, it would just eliminate. There are people that don't pay taxes. You also have a number of corporations or individuals that come up with all the different loopholes where they don't have to pay it. You don't, all the filing that's going on. I mean, tomorrow is the deadline. The amount of money that people spend and the audits and everything that goes into it, that the idea of just a flat tax across the board, I think we're getting closer to where people would in fact start to, you know, welcome it. And I know, I'm not sure exactly about Donald Trump. I think that is one of the things, though, that a tax system where basically you have a constant marginal rate and it's applied to the individual of a corporate income. But the true flat tax would be more proportional tax. But this whole business where it's a whole industry, right, complete industry scam of people have to file, just the amount of waste with the IRS. I would like us to, the country, I think, don't you think it'd be great if in somehow we started to modify? I mean, that would take a President Cruz or President Trump. Line 9 is John listening on KOBR in New Mexico. John, welcome to the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling about the way we cater to Hispanics in this country. It's crazy. Everything is in Spanish and English. You go into a store, all the advertisement is in Spanish and English. If you go to their country, they're not doing the same thing for you. Now, why are we constantly bending over backwards for these folks? And all they do is, like the other lady was saying, bring in drugs. And Trump is right. We do have a lot of crime with these kind of people.
Well, and again, though, it is different. I mean, they're not all bringing in drugs. I mean, it's a big part of not having a secure border. But they're all not all bringing in drugs. And what are you going to do? We are increasing having a larger Spanish population. In other countries, English is becoming more of the world language. I mean, I'm not exactly sure where it is, but there's far more people speaking and understanding English now all over the world. I'm not sure what countries you've traveled to, but far more than there ever were in the past. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or...
Because he better qualified to be president for this time than I was when I ran, because of the trouble around the world. It's not just a matter of going out, as you were so kind to give me credit for, and seizing an opportunity. The world's in tough shape. And one of the things that could stop us from rising together is a crisis around the world. I want somebody there that doesn't have to figure it out. I want somebody there that will instinctively know what to do.
Boy, is that Bernie Sanders? And no, it's former President Bill Clinton fading before our eyes. You're listening to The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Remember, visit the website. It's michaelsavage.com. Mother's Day is coming. Is there a pet lover in your life? Father's Day, Mother's Day? Well, the doctor's new book, Teddy and Me, Confessions of a Service Animal. You can pre-order it now. But it is available. Well, you can pre-order at the website, and that is michaelsavage.com. Are people that work at the airport, are they going through the screenings they're supposed to? Well, apparently not. Head of Transportation says in a recent Capitol Hill hearing, only 3 U.S. airports require employees to go through screening. Think of that next time you're traveling. Again, visit the website, michaelsavage.com. The doctor will be back tomorrow. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You've been listening to The Savage Nation.